Can effective budgeting make your co-parenting journey stress-free? In this episode, through stories, you will find out how regular financial check-ins and use of shared spreadsheets allows you to manage children's expenses smoothly, reducing stress and creating a stable environment for your children. Welcome to the Positively Inspired Co-Parenting Podcast. Each week, we bring you a two-part series on the life and journey of a cooperative co-parenting partnership. Every Monday, we will bring you part one, and on Thursdays, part two. Today's episode, Advanced Strategies for Effective Financial Management in Co-Parenting, we're exploring advanced strategies for budgeting and handling expenses jointly and fairly. We'll explore how good communication and planning together can significantly reduce stress and foster a supportive environment for both parents and kids. Through two compelling stories, we'll highlight the stark differences between cooperative and uncooperative financial planning, showcasing how effective collaboration can make a profound impact on your co-parenting journey. Right now is a great time to hit the subscribe button. And remember to click on the bell so you don't miss any episodes. A little disclaimer. The purpose of these stories is to illustrate scenarios that are relevant to your co-parenting journey. Some stories will be real life scenarios of us or people we've worked with, and there will also be stories that are fictional, but are relatable to the lives of all of us on a co-parenting journey. Let's dig in. All right, let's talk about Amy and Brian. Amy's a rock star nurse, and Brian's killing it as an engineer. They've busted their butts to keep their co-parenting game strong, and especially after their divorce. Their kids, Lily and Jack, are their top priority. No questions there. But here's the deal. Summer's coming up, and Amy's feeling that old anxiety creeping in. She's thinking back to those summers when money was tight, and it caused a lot of stress. Brian, he's always a bit too optimistic about the budget. He tends to forget how expensive it is to raise two active kids. This year, though, Amy's ready to flip the script for Lily. She knows that Lily, who's this amazing, curious 12-year-old, can sense the stress when money's tight, and it kills her vibe for new opportunities. Amy's not having it that this time. She's determined to make this year different. As summer's rolling in, Amy's feeling the pressure of those upcoming expenses. One night, Lily comes flying in, super pumped, waving this flyer around, super excited, wanting to go to science camp. Lily's super excited. Amy feels the squeeze on her budget and knows she can't tackle this alone. Determined to keep their co-parenting strong, she calls up Brian that night and says they need to meet up and talk about what Lily needs. They find a quiet corner at the local park, a spot they use to bring the kids for picnics. They sit down on a bench with their iced coffees. Amy takes a deep breath, getting her thoughts in order. She shares with Brian how Lily's over the moon about this science camp, but it's pricey, and she needs some new gear. She asks if they can figure out a way to make this work together for Lily. Amy looks at Brian and starts breaking down how huge this opportunity is for Lily and how much it would mean to have both their support. Lily really looks up to us, Amy said, and further explained how much she wanted Lily to know that both her parents believed in her and backed her dreams. Amy asked Brian to team up and make this happen for Lily. Brian took in what Amy said and the weight of the responsibility. He appreciates Amy's forward-thinking approach, knowing it's crucial for their co-parenting success. They dig into their finances together, figuring out how to tweak their budget to cover the camp fees and gear. "We've been smart about saving for moments like this," Brian said. "Planning ahead is key if we want to back Lily's dreams." Lily, who's been listening closely, jumped in with questions about the savings account. How do you figure out how much to save? And if something unexpected comes up, Lily asking with curiosity on fire. Brian sees Lily's eagerness to learn and explains to her that they save a bit each month and keep an eye on her expenses so they're ready for things like this camp. And if something unexpected pops up, having a savings plan helps them deal with it without freaking out. Amy added, using the shared spreadsheet helps them stay organized and avoid any misunderstandings. It's not just about splitting costs, it's about being on the same page for Lily's sake. Brian thinks how much Lily looks up to them and the importance of showing a united front. Seeing the determination in Amy's eyes and recognizing the effort she's putting into their co-parenting, he knows this teamwork is crucial for their kids' well-being. Brian is appreciative of Amy's bringing this up. He wants to keep up with their financial check-ins and make sure they're supporting Lily together. Agreeing to split the costs and use their shared spreadsheet sets the stage for regular financial check-ins. These meetings become a routine part of their co-parenting, helping them plan and adjust their budget as needed. This way, Lily and Jack always feel supported and secure. As the summer program got closer, Lily's excitement went through the roof. Amy and Brian figure out how to tap into their joint savings to cover the camp costs and the gear she needed. Their regular financial check-ins help them manage expenses monthly and avoid any drama. Using their shared spreadsheet became a regular part of their co-parenting strategy, keeping them organized and on the same page. On the day of the camp orientation, both Amy and Brian made it a point to be there. They stood together watching Lily meet her new friends and explore the camp. Their united presence gave Lily a big boost of confidence and made her feel fully supported by both parents. The effort they put into managing their finances showed real results, not just for their relationship, but for Lily's well-being too. Amy felt a wave of relief and gratitude watching Lily's eyes light up with joy and curiosity. Teaming up on their finances had cut down on stress and let them focus on what really mattered, Lily's happiness and growth. Brian also appreciated the seamless communication and the positive impact it had on their family dynamic. Teaming up on finances not only made sure Lily's needs were covered without any drama, but it also strengthened Amy and Brian's co-parenting game. This ongoing teamwork created a stable and nurturing environment for Lily and Jack, making them feel supported and loved by both parents. Through their consistent efforts, Brian and Amy proved that solid financial planning and clear communication are key to successful parenting, benefiting everyone involved. I love it when there is a happy continuing. Yes, you heard that right, because life is continually moving to, in this case, challenge achieved.
Now let's talk about Sam and Laura. Sam, he is a freelance graphic designer. Laura, she is a dedicated teacher. They've been divorced for over a year, and handling finances separately has led to constant misunderstandings and conflicts. Sam's unpredictable income and Laura's fixed salary make it hard for them to find common ground on financial matters. Their 11-year-old son, Elam, is an active and ambitious boy who dreams of joining an expensive sports camp. Elam knows about his parents' financial constraints, but hopes that they can make the opportunity a reality. The lack of coordination between Sam and Laura makes these requests stressful, as they often end up arguing over who should cover the costs. Despite their best efforts to shield Jack from their financial disputes, the tension is obvious and affects their ability to co-parent effectively. As summer approaches, Elam knows his parents have financial constraints, but hopes they can make this opportunity a reality. One afternoon, he excitedly tells his dad, "I really want to go to sports camp, Dad. It's going to be so much fun." Without consulting Laura, Sam immediately agrees, wanting to make his son happy. "Of course, buddy. I'll make it happen," he promises, not thinking about the financial implications. And later that evening, when Laura picks up Elam from Sam's place, she's met with an enthusiastic, "Mom, Dad said I can go to the sports camp." Sam stands by, expecting Laura to share in Elam's excitement. Instead, Laura, who's already stressed about her tight budget and recent unexpected expenses, is caught completely off guard. She had just paid for Elam's school trip and didn't have the funds to contribute to the camp right away. Laura takes a deep breath, trying to keep her frustration in check. "Sam, we need to be on the same page about these things. I can't handle this expense on my own right now," she says, clearly stressed. Sam, feeling defensive and wanting to avoid conflict, responds, "I just wanted to make Jack happy. I didn't think it would be a problem." The atmosphere grows tense, highlighting their ongoing issues with communication and financial coordination. In their discussion, it quickly turns into a shouting match. "You never think about my financial situation," Laura exclaims, clearly frustrated. Sam, feeling concerned, responds, "I just wanted Elam to be happy. Why do you always have to be so negative?" Their argument escalates, with each accusing the other of poor decision-making and lack of understanding. Laura's eyes flash with anger, and she says, "You never think about how your choices affect me." Sam, raising his voice, replies, "Maybe if you were more involved, we wouldn't have these issues." The tension between them grows, leaving both feeling misunderstood and resentful. Does any of this sound familiar? Meanwhile, Elam, who had been eagerly planning his camp activities in his room, hears the argument getting louder. His excitement quickly turns to distress as he listens to his parents yell at each other. He peeks around the corner, his face showing confusion and sadness. Hearing his parents argue about money again overwhelms him, making him feel anxious and sad. Elam retreats to his room, tightly holding his favorite toy for comfort. He feels the weight of his parents' anger and worries about whether he will ever get to go to camp. The argument leaves a heavy silence in the house, with Sam and Laura both retreating to their separate corners, too upset to keep talking. The argument disrupted their evening, turning what should have been a happy moment into a tense one. Elam, feeling the strain of his parents' anger, retreated to his room, holding his favorite stuffed animal for comfort. The lack of communication and financial planning between Sam and Laura highlighted their ongoing struggle, leaving Jack feeling caught in the middle and emotionally drained. Later that night, Laura, she called Elam to say goodnight. She noticed he sounded down and asked, "How are you feeling, sweetheart?" Elam, trying to be brave, replied, "I'm okay, Mom." But she could feel the day's turmoil had already affected him. "Mom, why are you and Dad so angry?" he whispered. His voice is trembling. Laura's heart ached, hearing the sadness in her son's voice. She gently reassured him. "Sometimes adults get upset, and they say things they don't mean," she said softly. "But I want you to know, we all love you very much, and none of this is your fault." Despite Laura's comforting words, the argument still lingered in Elam's mind. He lay in bed, holding his stuffed animal tightly, worrying. Laura could hear his quiet sniffles through the phone and felt helpless. After the call ended, Elam stared at the ceiling, unable to sleep, thinking about his parents' fight and the uncertainty it brought. Laura, alone in her home, felt a deep sense of guilt and frustration, knowing their lack of communication was hurting their son. She decided to find a way to address their financial disagreements more constructively, but for now, the tension between them weighed heavily on both their homes. As the days passed, the issues between Sam and Laura only got worse, creating a tense and unstable environment for Elam. Every conversation about finances turned into a potential argument, leaving Elam feeling anxious and unsettled. The strain showed in Elam's behavior. He became quieter, more withdrawn, and less enthusiastic about the things he once enjoyed. Sam and Laura's inability to cooperatively co-parent and manage their finances together affected all their interactions, highlighting the ongoing challenges of a divorce and the emotional toll it was taking on their son. Now let's take a moment to contrast these two stories and understand the lessons we can learn. In the first story, Amy and Brian show what a successful cooperative co-parenting partnership looks like when communication and collaboration are prioritized. Amy's proactive approach to discussing their daughter's needs and involving Brian in the financial decisions shows how a cooperative mindset can benefit both the parents and the child. They use a shared spreadsheet and have regular financial check-ins, which help them manage expenses smoothly and avoid misunderstandings. This teamwork not only reduces stress, but also strengthens their relationship, creating a stable and nurturing environment for their children, Lily and Jack. Because of their efforts, Lily feels supported and confident about her opportunities, allowing her to thrive. In stark contrast, the second story shows the challenges faced by Sam and Laura, who struggle with communication and collaboration in their co-parenting. Their separate handling of finances leads to misunderstandings and conflicts, like when Sam promises to send Elam to a sports camp without consulting Laura. The resulting argument highlights their ongoing struggle with coordinating and planning, creating a tense and unstable environment for Elam. Without a shared financial plan and regular check-ins, their issues worsen, making it hard for them to co-parent effectively. This lack of coordination leaves Elam feeling anxious and neglected, affecting his overall well-being. Now, these stories clearly show how the way you handle finances can dramatically influence a co-parenting relationship. By fostering open communication and collaboration, co-parents can create a supportive environment that benefits both the parents and the children. Amy and Brian's proactive approach to managing their finances together leads to a harmonious and stable family life, allowing their children to thrive. On the other hand, Sam and Laura's lack of coordination and communication results in ongoing conflicts and stress, negatively impacting their son Elam. These stories illustrate that effective financial planning and clear communication are key components of successful co-parenting, ultimately benefiting everyone involved. As we've seen in these stories, effective financial management and communication are not just beneficial. They're essential for creating a supportive and stable co-parenting environment. Amy and Brian's story highlights the power of working together to address their daughter's needs, leading to a harmonious and stress-free experience. Their proactive approach to discussing finances and using tools like a shared spreadsheet allowed them to create a positive atmosphere for their children, Lily and Jack. This teamwork not only reduced their stress, but also strengthened their co-parenting relationship, making sure their children felt supported and loved by both parents. On the other hand, Sam and Laura's story serves as a cautionary tale. Their lack of communication and coordination led to misunderstandings and conflicts, negatively impacting their son Elam. The ongoing financial disagreements created a tense and unstable environment, leaving Jack feeling anxious and distressed. This stark contrast highlights the significant impact that financial management and communication can have on the emotional well-being of children in co-parenting situations. These stories show that successful co-parenting involves more than just managing daily tasks. It's about building a collaborative and a communicative relationship that prioritizes your children's well-being. By working together on financial matters and keeping the lines of communication open, co-parents can create a safe and nurturing environment where their children can thrive. If you're facing financial challenges in your co-parenting journey, remember that taking proactive steps and using advanced strategies can make a big difference. Think about how you currently manage finances and communicate with your co-parent. Consider using tools like shared spreadsheets or expense tracking apps to keep everything clear and organized. Schedule regular financial check-ins to discuss upcoming expenses and make sure you're both on the same page. Working together can reduce stress, create a supportive environment, and make sure your children feel secure and loved by both parents. We know your time is valuable, and we know there are many choices, so we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for deciding to spend your time with us. We will continue sharing cooperative co-parenting insights and strategies with you so you can all live more fulfilled and mindful lives together. If you'd like to learn more about cooperative co-parenting and bring all this benefits into your life, subscribe to this podcast for even more tips to improve your co-parenting partnership. You will find our blog on our website at www.getpositivelyinspired.com/blog. Join us next week as we start a new topic in our series, Impact of Co-Parenting on Children's Academic Performance. understanding how parental cooperation influences educational success. We'll explore how working together as co-parents can positively affect your child's school experience and academic outcomes. Thank you for listening to the Positively Inspired Co-Parenting Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with your friends who will benefit. Until next time, remember that thoughtful financial planning and clear communication can transform your co-parenting experience. See you on Monday. Live on purpose. And remember, you are positively inspired.